Shalom Aleichem, Sveitas friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Maseches Sukkah. And we're in the Sugya of Sukkah Yishana. And basing ourselves again in the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu HaKohen Gadol of David Tzal. And the Hagdara that we presented in the previous shiur is that the din sukkah l'shem chag is not a din l'shma, like other mitzvahs, that it has to be l'shma in order that it should be a chevet shel mitzvah, but rather a sukkah that's a dira l'zayin yimei chag, it has to be v'atzmusa dira l'chag, for the 7 days of sukkahs. L'shem chag means l'yimei hachag. And that's the yisoid din of sarach l'chadish badar v'adik de beis chlel, that you can do a ma'isa koldu, because it's no din of chalois l'shma, that the sukkah should become a chevet shel mitzvah. Only a good sukkah, it's a chavtzah shal mitzvah. Rather, it's a din sheyachol yichud b'diras aroy, that it's a dira l'zayin yam emeilu. It should be a dira for 7 days. And therefore, we'd say there's even a shita that you can just bring in your kelim, and that'd be enough to make it a dira l'zayin yam e'achag. Or you make, the Yerushalmi says that you either add on a tefach of schach, or kol shua pnei kulo, and so you only need a little bit in order to, of mechadish badavar, in order to make it mesiachet. The miyachid set it aside for the 7 days of Sukkot. And we said that's why it says the nidon is a sukkah yeshana. That's why the lashon is sukkah yeshana, not sukkah lishma, because the nidon is not bechalois lishma, which has nothing to do with sukkah chadash or yeshana. The nidon is mashena sukkah liyamei achag. If it's an old sukkah, it's not for the sake of the chag. It has to be for the sake of the shivi yimei chag. And with this, Rabbeinu Zatzal explains the Shibali Aleket and Shin Lamed Zayin, also the Aruch Lener and the Sugin Daf Mem Vav, the Pinyin Shlemus and the Mem Gimel, and the Shittas that the Chiddush Dover is Leikuva. How could the Chiddush Dover be Leiku? We spoke in the previous shir. Is being Mechadish Badover Leikuva or not? So the Shibali Aleket asks, from the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vov, and the Shita that Chiddush Dover is the Yikuva, that it's Ma'akev after Mechadish Dover when you make this Sukkah Yishanu. Because it says there that if you make a Sukkah for yourself, you say Shechiyanu. Ha'isa Suya Vayim Medes, Im Yachal Chadish Badover Mavarech, Vim Lav, Shisana Yuchanis Leishiv Bam Vorech Shtayim. So let's say the Sukkah was already built. If you could be Mechadish Dover, then you make a Shechiyanu. And if not, when you go in and sit there, you make two brachas. So how's it possible, when it's already standing, that if you can't be Mechadish Badavar, you don't make a bracha b'shas hachidush? You have to be Mechadish Badavar. What does it mean when it says in the Gemara that if you can be Mechadish Badavar, mevarech? If it's a suya of omed, it's already built. If you can be Mechadish Badavar, then make the bracha. And if not, then when you sit, what do you mean? If you could be mechadish badover, we're saying chidush dover is liikuva. It's not a choice. It seems from the Gemara that it's a choice. This is a kasha and the shita that chidush dover is liikuva. You see here that it's not liikuva. It says if you could be mechadish, if not, not. Ayn sham v'meherich Rav Yochum Fishel Perla be mitzasei zayin. It's mechazik the kasha. So based on what we explain, we could say as follows, that the Bahag writes that the chidush dover by sukkah, it's enough to be machnis kelim. So that's not an asiyah b'sukkah atzmin, in order to make a bracha of shechiyanu. Can't make a shechiyanu if it's just machnis kelim to the sukkah. And parenthetically, so we have a big kasha on the binyan shleima and the rechaim and simin mem gimel that the bahag, he says that the bahag is talking about the bracha of shechiyanu. But the linyan hechsher, as far as being machshir the sukkah, even according to the bahag, you would need a ma'isa b'gufa sukkah. So it would appear pashut that this is very difficult, this binyan shlem. Pure Pasha, the Baruch of Shachianu, it's not enough to be Machnis Kelim, even according to the Hag. Because we're talking about building a sukkah here, a Sias, a sukkah. And this is a Baruch of Shachianu. And therefore, it's Pasha to the Rishonim that the Hag is not talking about, when he talks about Achnasis Kelim, he's not talking about Hechsher Sukkah. He's not talking about Baruch of Shachianu, he's talking about Hechsher Sukkah. In other words, when it's a sukkah yeshana, Achnasis Kelim is enough to make it to the kosher sukkah. Not the bracha of Shachian. Bracha of Shachian, you have to do a ma'isa b'kuf sukkah. Not enough to do Achnasis Kelim. And even if we hold that you need a ma'isa b'kuf shel sukkah, ayde tefach or kol shu b'kula, like we said in the name of the Yerushalmi, that's enough to make it a sukkah miyuchedus l'mei chag. But it could be that that's not enough to make a siya b'sukkah on which to make a Shachianu. And a siya for Shechiyanu has to be something more significant. It's actually adding on to the building of the sukkah. I suffer mamish bebinyan sukkah. And not just a tefach of schach or a koldu of schach al pnei kula, something more significant. Adding a wall, now without this wall, there's not a mechitza, something more significant. So Rabbeinu says to look in the Ritva and the Sharatzin. I didn't say anything in the Ritva and Sharatzin about in order to make a bracha of Shechianu, you need something more significant than the mechadish badover of Hechsher Sukkah. So I looked around a lot, and I wish he were here and I can ask him what he meant. But unfortunately, Rabbeinu is no longer in this world. Al kol panim, it could be that, even if it's not written in the Rishayim, but it could be in the Mechadish, that the Chiddush Dabar is different by Sukkah than it is by Shechianu, than it is by Hechsher Sukkah. Hechsher Sukkah, if it's not made L'shem Shivat Yimei HaChag, so it's enough, a small change. Whereas for Hechsher, for Shechianu, you have to make a more significant change. And that's also Meduik and Losh in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you give me Mechadish, if you give me Mechadesh, then be Mechadesh. So if it's a matter of the Chiddush Davar by, what's it called? By Hechsher Sukkah, so why wouldn't you be able to be Mechadesh? You just add on a Tefach, or a Kol Shu'a Pnei Kula. It could be even taking Schach from one place and putting it in a different place. Maybe that would even be enough. So there, of course, it can be mechadish badavar, but here it says im yachol lechadish badavar if you can, because you have to make a more significant change. If you can make a more significant change, that's not always possible. To get another wall or the like, or to add a significant amount of schach, that's not always possible. So memela, you wouldn't be able to make a shechianu, but that's the chiluk. In other words, this. This Shechianu is not a kasha, because it says if you give me mechadish badover, that's a different chiddush davar. It's saying you have an option. You have an option to be mechadish badover to make a Shechianu, which is possibly a more significant chiddush badover. Is that you're making an actual binyan on sukkah? But here we're talking about and that's something that im yachol, then yes, and if not, then you make the Shechianu when you sit in the sukkah. We're talking about where it's a suya v'aymedes. So why does the Gemara say that it's a Shechianu seems to be an option? Chiddush Badavar seems to be an option. The answer is because we're talking here about a more significant Chiddush Badavar, a Chiddush Badavar to make a Shechianu. So there, it's an option. Either be Mechadish Badavar, and if you can't, then when you sit in the sukkah, make the Shechianu. But that's not a kasha on the shittas that hold that Chiddush Badavar is likuv as far as sukkah yishana goes. Because that's a different Chiddush Badavar, it's a smaller Chiddush Badavar, just to make it a sukkah that's the Zayin Yamin. Okay, so that shtickle, again, I need to see, hopefully, I'll find somewhere in the Rishonim who'll make the say that chiluk. Akopanim, but that's the Yisar Dvarim that we're saying, that the Chiddush Badavar for the sake of the building of the sukkah, to make Hechshel sukkah, is different than the, and to make a Shechina. Shechina is actually building the sukkah, and here it's just to make it that it's that it's mesiachid zayin yomim. V'gam muvan efshar l'taretz ma shekshah b'shut binyan shlomo. The Narachaim Sim Mem Gimel and the Shitas that Chiddush Tav Zlikuva from the Gemara and Menachas. And Afman Bezam and Aleph Dom Reb Chizdo. That any mitzvahs k'sheira ba'akum, a Jew doesn't have to make a bracha. And the Gemara brings a siyua from Sukkah, that Sukkah's ganvach is kosher. And you're not making a bracha, and Sukkah's ganvach. What Sukkah's ganvach? Goyim noshim behem akusim. Those sukkahs made by Goyim, Noshim, Hem, and Kusim, even though it wasn't Lashem Mitzvah, those are still kosher. And the Gemara says, you don't make a bracha on sukkahs ganvach, because it's not Lashem Mitzvah. So called mitzvah shish ksheira ba'akum, since it's kosher ba'akum, be Yisrael in tzarech levarach, like a sukkah. If the Jew doesn't make the bracha on the building of the sukkah, that a pashit sheb sukkah's ganvach, you have to be mechadish badover. Sukkah's ganvach, you have to be mechadish. It's no less, no worse than sukkah yishana. And so it's the taz in tofchei shlam advov sif kot gimel. Just like sukkah yishana, you have to be mechadish badover. So to sukkah's ganvach, you have to be mechadish badover. And this chiddush has to be done by a Jew. It's like, according to Beis Shammai, you need a sukkah l'shem chag, that it has to be al yidei Yisrael. It says, ta'aseh l'cha, for you, Yisrael. So this chiddush b'davar has to be done by Yisrael. And if so, a sukkah can't be k'shera al yidei akum. A sukkah can't be kosher through a goy, because you need a chiddush b'davar al yidei Yisrael. So how can the Gemara say that from Ganvich it's Mavur, Shikshari Alidei Akum? That's the Kash, the Binyan Shlomo, and the Shittas, the Chiddush Dover is Likuva. If you need a Chiddush Dover, it's not Kosher Alidei Akum. Must be, you don't need a Chiddush Dover. Ain't Shom the Binyan Shlomo and Simon Mem Gimel. Based on what we said, it's true that according to Beis Shammai, you require a Siyah Lishma from the Pasuk of Ta'aseh Lecho. Vadai, it has to be done by a Jew. But the Din Chiddush Dover of Beis Hillel, which is not a din of asiyah lishma, but rather a din of asiyah shel diro limei hachag, pshita shegam al yidei akum chol yichud zeh liyotze sukkah diro shel zayin yom emeilu. Even a goy can do it. So taka is kosher al yidei goy. Even a goy can make this yichud for these 7 days. It's not a kasha, because we're explaining now that the chiddush dover is just to make it miyuchad, misyachid, the zayin yomim. And to be miyachid, it was these zayin yomim, even a goy can do it. It's at enochinam. Gemara is correct. Sukkah is ganvach, is kosher al yidei Yisrael. It is kosher al yidei goy. And the chiddush dover doesn't have to be al yidei Yisrael. For and for the kasha, the binyan shlomo says, who asks in shittas dover, the chiddush dover is likuva. He wants to say that by Sukkah's Ganvach, you see that it's not Likuva, it is Likuva. By Sukkah's Ganvach, the Chiddush Dover, the Shem Sukkah, can taka be done by a goy. That it's Mesiachit for the 7 days. Umeyata Nira HaKacha. Rashi, in Divra Maschel, Sukkah L'Shem Chag, and we have the Gemara, again we're in the Gemara, Sukkah Daf Tes. I'm at Aleph 9A. Where I grew up, we lived in 9B. So it's my favorite floor. So the Gemara starts and says, My time at the Beis Shammai, Amar kol chagas sukkos shivas yamim l'Hashem. Zokt Rashi, and the Gemara says, "Shem chag bo'inon." That's Beis Shammai. You need it for the sake of the holiday. Rashi, sukkah l'Hashem chag. Tichsiv sukkos l'Hashem, l'Hashem mitzvahs hamelech. It's for the sake of the mitzvah of the king. That's Rashi on l'Hashem. You got to do it for the king. Umevuar mize, sherashi sover, shehadrasha, bahava mina, meapasuk, shel chag asukot, shevat yamim l'Hashem, shesukah asuya l'Hashem chag ba'inan, that we require a sukkah made for the sake of the holiday, it's not from the word chag, but rather it's from the word l'Hashem. L'Hashem, l'Hashem mitzvah hamelech. Ulechora tzarich bi'ur. Sharei b'gmara mevo'ar yalfuta al l'Hashem chag. V'lo mi l'Hashem. What does the Gemara say? What's the lashon of the Gemara? Gemara says, chag asukos shivus yomim l'Hashem. Sukkah asui l'Hashem chag. And Rashi says, not l'Hashem chag. Dechsiv sukkos l'Hashem, l'Hashem mitzvah hamelech. Mamish hafle v'fele dika Rashi. Sukkos l'Hashem, l'Hashem mitzvah hamelech. Ma pitom? The Gemara says, l'Hashem chag. And Rashi fadrites it and says, no, it's l'Hashem mitzvah hamelech. How could that be? V'yoyser muchach kem im askonis ha-gemore. Yalfinan la mikrod is chag asukas tase l'cho. And the Gemara in the Maskana learns from chag asukas tase l'cho. L'cho l'shem choivcho. That it has to be for your obligation, for the holiday. It needs to be a sukkah l'shem chag. You have an obligation on this holiday. And there it b'chal doesn't even say l'shem. There we just learned from chag asukas ta'aselecha. So what do you learn from chag asukas ta'aselecha? L'shem choyvcha, l'shem achag. Chag asukas, it has to be. You have to make it for the chag. Doesn't even say l'Hashem. So mehechetesi that the alfusa from the first pasuk is not mechag elam l'Hashem. If in the maskana we see it from the chag, from what it says in the pasuk chag, a different pasuk. And it says, so then why in the, so it says, chag asukas ta'aseh l'cha, and it's for the sake of the chag, then why in the beginning of the sugya, chag asukas shivas yamim l'Hashem, sukkah asuya l'shem chag b'inan, does Rashi say, no, it's l'Hashem, l'Hashem mitzvah hamelech. In the maskan it's not like that, and the Gemara doesn't say l'Hashem mitzvah melech, the Gemara's lashon is l'Hashem chag, so why does Rashi say l'Hashem mitzvah hamelech? וכבר עומד בזה הפני יהושע בסוגיה שלנו, עין שם בפני יהושע. אז לפי דברינו נראה כך, שדין זה שביארנו על הצורך באותה סוכה לימי החג, this din that we explain that the sukkah has to be for the chag, לכולי עומד from the פסוק of חג הסוכה שבע סיומים, שנאמר בזה שצריך שתהיה הסוכה לשם חג. דיינו מה שכתוב, חג הסוכות. The sukkah has to be for the sake of the holiday. The pasuk says, חג הסוכות שבס ימים. So it has to be, the sukkah has to be לשם חג. That's why it says, חג הסוכות. שבס ימים. has to be for Sukkos. And for that reason, we see in the Yerushalmi, Shalakuli Alma Tzoch L'Chadish Badovo. Even according to Beis Hillel, if it's a Sukkah Yeshana, you have to be Mechadish Badovo. Otherwise, it's not a Dira L'Me'achag. Just Beis Shammai Darshins that from Lashem, the Shem Mitzvah HaMelech, the Hay Yichud L'Dira Sachag, this yichud, this being set aside for the dira of the chag, does not take effect just by being miyachidit and by making it for the chag. It's only chal al yidei shenasis hasukkah l'shem mitzvah hamelach. The sukkah has to be for the sake of the king's mitzvah. And only through that is it sukkah sachag. You know, this Rashi is telling us, how does it become sukkah sachag? When you make it, L'Shem Mitzvah Melech. So everybody agrees it has to be Sukkah Sechag. Just Beis Shammai says, you know how you make it Sukkah Sechag? When you make it, L'Shem Mitzvah Melech. And therefore, we require L'Shma. B'chol Ha'asiyah. It has to be L'Shma, L'Shem Mitzvah Melech. Otherwise, it's not going to have a Shem Sukkah Sechag. Because only the L'Shma, his poel, activates that it's a Sukkah Sechag. Because of this, we require Lishma. And that's what Rashi says. The Asiya has to be L'Shem Mitzvah HaMelech, even on the Gemara, it says it's L'Shem Chag. Because according to Beis Shammai, only Al Yidei Asiya L'Shem Mitzvah HaMelech, it's a Sukkah L'Shem Chag. How does it become a Sukkah L'Shem Chag? By making it L'Shem Mitzvah HaMelech. Just the Gemara's Doiche, that the pasuk of Lashem isn't superfluous to learn from it that you only have a sukkah Lashem chag if you do it Lashem. And therefore, the Gemara later on brings a different pasuk, chag sukkah taseh lecha. And what was said in this pasuk is that this sukkah Lashem chag is chal only al yedei taseh lecha. Only al yedei taseh lecha. Chai sukkah l'shem chag, chai l'rak, al yedei ta'aseh l'cha. U'memele mevu'al mizeh, shelo maspik b'chidush davar kodohu. It's not ta'aseh l'cha in the sukkah. If you just make a chidush davar kodohu, that's not significant enough. So rather you need a siya l'shma. You have to make it for you l'shem sukkah. And because of this, in the Yalfusa and the Limud from the Pasuk of Taseh, we learn the Geder HaAsiya L'Shem Chag that's required according to Beis Shammai, even though it doesn't say Lashem in that Pasuk, because it's explicit in the Pasuk that it has to be L'Shem Chag, and otherwise it's not sufficient. In the first Pasuk, it doesn't say the word Asiya. The first Pasuk says Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim L'Shem. So, since it doesn't say Lashon of Asiya that you're making it L'Shem Chag, Rashi says, you're making it L'Shem Mitzvah HaMelech. And if you make it L'Shem Mitzvah HaMelech, that's going to be Asiya L'Shem Chag. And Yechadish Badover is not enough. You have to actually make it L'Shem Hashem. So originally, when we had the original Limud, we didn't know that the Asiya has to be L'Shem Chag. Because all the Pasuk says is, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim L'Shem. It says in the Pasuk L'Shem. And the Gemara is telling us it has to be L'Shem Chag. But since the Pasuk only said L'Shem, and it doesn't say Asiya L'Shem Chag, so Rashi says, if you do it for Shem Mitzvah HaMelech, that's L'Shem Chag. In the latter Pasuk, it doesn't say anything about Hashem. In the latter pasuk, it just says Taseh Lecha. But here also, it's the same gather, ultimately. Ultimately, in the first language, you were doing it L'Shem Hashem to make it L'Shem Chag. And now in the pasuk, the Gemara concludes with, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, you're making it L'shem Chag. But the point is, in both cases, according to both Lamudim, ultimately it has to be L'shem Chag. And it's not sufficient that you just Dharma Chadish B'Dover. Sof kol sof, you need to see L'shem Chag. So Rashi's telling us in the first pasuk, it doesn't say L'shem Chag, it says L'shem Mitzvah Melech. It says L'Hashem. So if you make it L'Shem Hashem, that's going to be the L'Shem Chag. Rashi's saying Pshat in the Gemara. Gemara says L'Shem Chag. How do you make it L'Shem Chag? You make it L'Hashem. That's the limit from the pasuk. The second pasuk doesn't say L'Hashem. If it is Ta'aseh Lecha, Ta'aseh Lecha is L'Shem Chag. You have to make it L'Shem, not L'Shem Mitzvah Melech, L'Shem Chag. But again, the first limit also, when you're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah Melech, you're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah Melech for the, that's how you make it L'Shem Achag. Second time, it doesn't say L'Hashem, so it could be L'Shem Mitzvah Melech. You don't have to say L'Shem Mitzvah Melech. Just L'Shem Achag is enough, because the pasuk says Tasilch. So that's Pshat and Beisham. In other words, Beit Hillel holds that Chiddush Dabar is enough to make it L'Shem Achag. And Beisham says, no, you have to actually make the Sukkah, Chiddush Dabar, making this little insignificant change in the Sukkah, adding on a Tefach of Schach or Kol Shu HaPnei Kula, and that's not significant enough to make it L'Shem Chag. It still holds it is. So it has to be Mesiachid L'Shem Chag according to both of them. And this we can explain in the Sifri. And so if Parshas Re'eh, Dvar and Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, Prat L'Sukkah Yeshana. And this excludes a old Sukkah, a Sukkah Yeshana. Mikan Amru, Hidla'as HaGefen, Psula. Ayin Sham in the Sifri. So this pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha excludes a Sukkah Yeshana. And therefore, if you were mad L'Alas HaGefen, then I guess you cut it off, otherwise it's Mechor B'Lekarka. So when you leaned over the vine, now you want to use it as Chag, it's going to be Pasul. Because Sukkah Yeshana is no good. That's what the Sifri says. Now the question is that the stomach of the Sifri should be like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says the Sukkah Yeshana is no good. And here the stomach of the Sifri is saying like Beis Shammai. How can that be? No. So Farshim say that it's talking about the fact that you have to be mechadish b'davar. You know, according to Beis Hillel, it's li'kuva. That's what it means, prat l'sukkah yeshana. And the sukkah yeshana is mechadish b'davar. And therefore, this Tam Sifri is not Beis Shammai, it's Beis Hillel. But this is tamua. Because if you look in Unzul Sugya, if you look in our Sugya, you'll see that this pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha is not coming to tell us that you need to be mechadish b'davar. Beis Hillel uses it for something else. Pasuk is not coming to tell us this. So how can you say that the Sifri is the Fishit is Beis Hillel? And also, what's this thing of Hidla Le'as HaGefen? What does that have to do with Sukkah Yeshana? Hidla Le'as HaGefen is no good because it's Mechubar. What does that have to do with Sukkah Yeshana? How can you dash in one Jerusha? For I shouldn't talk about this, Taka the Grove is Mechik. For this reason, I'm not Kesha. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. When it says Chag HaSukkos, L'kuli Am, we learn from this that the Sukkah has to be Bimei HaChag. Sheze Mechayiv Chiddush B'davar. Like the Mefarshim explain, that l'kuliyam we learn that the sukkah has to be l'me'achag, and that's mechayiv chiddush badavar. And the whole machlokas is only in the tase. And therefore the sifri is memayit a sukkah yishan. In other words, the machlokas is how you do the tase. According to Beis Hillel, a mamish has to be built l'shem. Mamish has to be built. You have to do an asiyah l'shem chag. And according to Beis Hillel, that's Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, it's enough to be mechadish badavar, make a slight change, and that's enough to make it l'shem chag. Everybody agrees. Chag sukkah tase tase v'tase. Everyone agrees that tase, it has to be l'shem chag. And therefore, the sifri is correct in being mamayit sukkah yeshanim according to Beis Hillel. Just on that itself, the Sifri says that it's not from where it says Chag HaSukkos. She'en zeh meyatzeh ma shekutuv Chag HaSukkot. Aval ma shekutuv ta'aseh. So this is all, says the Sifri, from where it says Chag HaSukkos. When it says ta'aseh, lav lahach yudata. Ta'aseh is not coming for that. And not like Beis Shammai holds that it's referring to making it l'shem chag. Elashemikan. In fact, that it says taseh, we learn something else. Hidla le'as hagefen. That if you leaned over a grapevine, that cuts it and doesn't work. Because the prime of taseh v'lei min asui. And the miyut is on taseh v'lei min asui. And those who have this explicitly in their gears in the Sifri, in the Malbim. So that's what the Sifri is saying. First it says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, Prat L'Sukkah Yeshana. And the Sifri is telling us, Prat L'Sukkah Yeshana is being Mimayit from Chag HaSukkos. Chag HaSukkos says you can't have a Sukkah Yeshana. It has to be for Sukkos. How do you make it for Sukkos? That's the Machlokas Beishan Beis Hillel. But Beis Hillel holds enough to be Mechadish Badavar. There's a Gam Lafi Beis Hillel. And then from Taseh Lecha, Mikan Amru, Hidla Las HaGefen. So if you leaned over the Gefen, so it's a problem of Taseh V'Lo Yimin Asu. If you leaned over the grapevine and then you cut it down, so you didn't actually put up the Schach. You just, it was already Schach, and then you just, it was connected to the ground, and then you cut it. So that's Taseh V'Lo Yimin Asu. So the Taseh Lecha is telling you, don't make it Taseh V'Lo Yimin Asu. It has to be Taseh V'Lo Yimin Asu. You have to actively make the schach and not just cut down the gefen like we see in the Gemara Sukkah Yad Aleph Amud Aleph. And that's what the Sifri is saying, that mitzad echad, remayit sukkah yeshana. Mitzad sheni, from taseh, we remayit something else. And that's taka, the das beis hillel. In other words, in the Gemara, we see that chag HaSukkos taseh lecha. So from the lecha we're mayit gzula. What do you learn from Chag HaSukkos Taseh? So Sifri is telling us shitas beis Shammai, beis Hillel. From Chag HaSukkos, what do you mayit that it can't be a sukkah yeshana? Because you have to be mechadish badover because it has to be for the sake of Chag HaSukkos. And then from the Taseh we're mayit Taseh v'lo min asui. Now in the Gemara from Taseh lecha. Beis Shammai is saying, Taseh Lecha, make for yourself L'shem Choyvcha. And this Sifri is dafka not like Beis Shammai. Because Sifri is saying from the Taseh, what are your Memayet? Your Memayet Taseh, V'loy Men Asui, that Hidla Lev, the Segefen is no good. So this Sifri is learning something different than the Beis Shammai. And this is Takashita's Beis Hillel. That from Chag HaSukkos, you learn that you don't see in our Gemara. But that we can understand on our own. From the Sifri, that Hillel Beis Hillel learns, because you see in the Yerushalmi, after Mechadish Badar, so it has to be Chag HaSukkos. It has to be for the sake of Chag HaSukkos. It has to be for the Zayin Yemei HaChag, that you're making this deal as Avoy. And then that's the Mikan Prat L'Sukkah Yishana. And then Taseh L'Lucha, so what does he learn from the Taseh? From the Taseh, Beis Hillel is learning, Taseh V'Loy Min Aser, the Hitler HaSegefen is no good. So it's beautiful that the Sifri is Dafka, is Taka Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai B'Chlam. Originally, we had a kasha. We said, what are you talking about? This pasuk of Ta'aseh Lecha Yiromer and Sukkah Yishan according to Beis Hillel, only Beis Shammai. No. Even according to Beis Hillel. Just Beis Hillel and Chagas Sukkahs. Chagas Sukkahs excludes Ta'aseh and Sukkah Yishan. And Ta'aseh Lecha excludes Ta'aseh Lom and Asa Mekan Shed Las Hagef and Psula. Makoponim B'Yisur Dat Vorim, we learn that this being Mechadish Bodover is in order to make it that it's L'Shem 7 days of Sukkot. Even according to Beis Sham, Beis Hillel. And Mechadish Bodover, it's like Kuvernatiku is Mechlokas. But ideally, it should be Mechadish Bodover in order to make it for the sake of Sukkot. And Beis Hillel holds no. Beis Shammai holds no. Not only Mechadish Bodover, but the Asiya has to be L'Shem it's this. Hashem Achag. Okay, we still have a ton more to talk about. Oh my gosh. Even shy how much we have to say. From the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu. And Mitzvah Hashem, I hope we're Zeche. Zeche Zayin, as they say in the song. Let me attack a Zeche Zayin to continue and see more and more of the philosopher Abba Svigadolus Mitzvah Hashem. And I just want to thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Shalom, shalom, Svigadolus. Really, now they're going to have to continue.